good morning. This is Tuesday, October the 13th. Just a wee reminder to you that we began children's nurseries on Sunday last, and we'll be probably increasing those slowly as the weeks pass. Without children's nurseries, a lot of things just can't happen, and we're trying to do things carefully and slowly, but do pray for us as we try to get back to some kind of normality. Now, we're in Psalm 79 this morning, and Psalm 79 and Psalm 80, the one we'll look at tomorrow, sort of belong together. They're kind of mirror images of each other. Psalm 79 concentrates on Judah and Jerusalem in the south, and Psalm 80 concentrates on Samaria and Israel to the north. And there are some comparisons and there are some contrasts, which we'll try and bring out tomorrow when we've looked at this psalm, Psalm 79. And the first thing to notice in this short little psalm is a lesson that we can plead our miseries before the Lord. Verse 8, do not remember against us our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. And then verse 11, even more graphic, let the groans of the prisoners come before you. So an experience of trial and difficulty that metaphorically is likened to being in prison. So what is the hope of the psalmist? And you'll see it in the use of your in verses 1 and 2. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. Verse 2, they have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the heavens for food, the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. Obviously, then, this psalm is probably set in the last days of Jerusalem prior to the exile and the destruction that followed. And things were very, very bad in Jerusalem, as we know, in those final few years. And so at the very heart of the psalm, a cry arises. Verse 5, how long, O Lord? And we'll see in tomorrow's psalm, that same plaintive cry, how long, O Lord? And maybe that's where you are today, perhaps in this pandemic and the sheer extenuation of these circumstances that we find ourselves in, and you're just longing for this to pass. And maybe your prayer, maybe it's about a trial, maybe it's about a difficulty, and you're saying in your prayer, along with the psalmist, how long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? A plaintive cry in the midst of extreme circumstances in Psalm 79, but it ends with this wonderful thought, but we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. And that's the truth, isn't it? The gospel, that we are God's people, that we have been delivered, that we've been forgiven, that we are children of God, and if children, heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And nothing can take that away. Well, the Lord bless you today.